My parents were divorced in 1950 when I was 5 years old, and I remember when I was visiting my father, he would teach me how to read the musical scales and things like that, and sing to me occasionally. I did go out and visit him. He had moved to the state of Washington in about 1952 or so, and I used to fly out there myself and spend summers with him. And I just remember always getting along well with him and, of course, loving him very much. The only time I saw him perform live, I was probably 4 or 5 years old. My parents had a club day somewhere, and they brought me in, and, of course, they were either speaking Yiddish or doing the punchlines in Yiddish, and I told them that I just couldn't understand it because I don't speak Yiddish myself. And the other thing that I read about my dad was in Jenny Grossinger's autobiography that he was the first bona fide entertainer that appeared at Grossinger's hotel, and it gave a little blurb about him in that. And that's basically all I recall for the most part.